Can you tell me a little more about your cancer treatment and why you were put on an insulin then?
Well, apparently, after I developed the cancer, and by the way, that again, if I was ashamed and scared, and I think I might have gone with the cancer, you know, but I found a lump came under my right arm, and there was no pain in the lump, and I keep telling people. I said it to the doctors, I said it to different people in the medical profession, and I said it to people outside. I've got a lump under my arm. And they said, is it hurting? And I said, no. And a lot said to me, that's the one you have to worry about when you have a lump and not hurting. So my daughter keeps saying, will you go to the doctor, Mommy? Go to the doctor. And I said, why should I run to the doctor with a little lump in my arm when I see so many children in the children's hospital lying there, so much things wrong with them, you know. But then I went to diabetic clinic, and when I go to see the nurse, she weren't there as yet, and the doctor was there, so I went to see her. And when I explained and she looked, she said, why didn't you come to me before? And I explained and told her about the little children, you know. I said, why should I take your time up when there's so many people out there need it more than I do? And she said to me, I'm going to make an appointment for you. So she made the appointment at Selly Oak. They had me in after the August bank holiday. And then the doctor there, he said to me, I want to see you at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on Monday. I went to see him on the Wednesday. The Monday I went in the hospital, they operated on the Tuesday, and they removed the lump. And the first thing I asked him when I came around, I said to him, did you remove all of it? And he said, no. He said, if I had removed all of it, you probably would have ended up cannot use your hand. So he said, I got a friend of Selly Oak that could treat you. But when I go back to him, they keep telling me to come back, come back. And they keep telling me they don't know what's wrong. They don't know what's wrong. And I had to ask him, I said, what was that lump? I said, was it cancer? And he said to me,